The Neuron makes its maiden flight. LightSquared is back again. And now appearing at Airbus, the Sharklets. This is Aero News for Wednesday, December the 5th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Now, before we proceed, my apologies for having missed the past couple of days. Last week's head cold turned into a full-blown upper respiratory distress, as perhaps you can still tell. But the news goes on, and accordingly so must the show. So, hoping the antibiotics will soon take hold, and with your patience and understanding, I'll attempt to muddle on through until things get a little better. Europe's unmanned combat air vehicle stealth technology demonstrator, the Neuron, successfully completed its maiden flight on December the 1st. Similar in size and configuration to the X-47B, developed by Northrop Grumman and currently being tested by the U.S. Navy, the Neuron program was launched in 2005 by Dassault and involves France, Italy, Sweden, Spain, Greece, and Switzerland. With a length of 30 feet, a wingspan of 41 feet, and an empty weight of 5 tons, the aircraft is powered by a Rolls-Royce Turbomeco Adour engine. The Neuron will continue to undergo testing in France until 2014, to be followed by operational testing in Sweden and firing and stealth measurements testing in Italy. Like a scene from a bad Schwarzenegger movie, LightSquared is back. They've popped up on the radar again, and this time the company, which has been trying for some time to establish a wireless 4G LTE data network, is proposing to share spectrum with NOAA's weather balloons. The company entered bankruptcy earlier this year after its original proposal was found to cause unacceptable interference with GPS. The proposal was made back on September 5th. According to the government technology website, LightSquared has proposed that it be allowed to share frequencies at 1675 through 1680 megahertz, which is just above the approved satellite bandwidth for the terrestrial transmitters that it says are necessary for the network to be viable. The spectrum is currently used by NOAA for data transmission from weather balloons. LightSquared says its operations would not be disruptive to those government functions. In its FCC filing, LightSquared proposes permanently relinquishing its right to deploy terrestrial downlink operations at 1545 to 1555 megahertz and permanently relocating those terrestrial operations instead to the 1670 to 1680 megahertz band. LightSquared states that doing so, quote, will provide GPS receivers with an additional 10 megahertz guard band from terrestrial services and will allow LightSquared to deploy its broadband network, end quote. The FCC says interested parties must file petitions to deny or comments no later than December 17th. The Sharklets, those 8-foot-tall wingtip devices that Airbus says will reduce fuel burn and emission by improving the aerodynamics of an aircraft while also extending its range, well, they've been approved by the European Airworthiness Authorities, EASA, and FAA certification is expected very soon. Specifically, EASA has approved the Sharklets on Airbus 320s with CFM engines, but since the testing process involved aircraft with the V2500 engine, approval of the remaining aircraft engine variants is expected in the coming months. Due to what Airbus says is a very strong customer demand for Sharklets, all Airbus single-aisle final assembly lines will be engaged in building A320 family aircraft with the devices. These final assembly lines are located in Toulouse, Hamburg, and Tianjin, and also soon to be followed by an additional A320 final assembly line in Alabama. Sharklets are an option on new-build aircraft and are standard on the A320neo family. Airbus has been in dispute with aviation partners Boeing over the devices, which the smaller company says infringe on its patents for blended winglets. A plot to illegally ship aircraft parts to Iran has led to guilty pleas by the two men charged in the scheme. The two were stopped before any parts were shipped in violation of the embargo. Hamid Assefi, age 68, a citizen and resident of the Republic of Iran, and Behzad Karimian, also known as Tony Karimian, age 53, a United States citizen living in Louisville, Kentucky, both pled guilty to charges of conspiracy to violate and violation of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, for exporting, selling, or causing the export or sale of aircraft and aircraft parts without first having obtained the required license from the U.S. Department of Treasury. All of the aircraft and aircraft parts involved in this case were intended for civilian use. Assefi and Karamian face a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison, a fine of $500,000, and a 3-year period of supervised release on each count. Sentencing is scheduled for March 4th of 2013. When Aero News continues, the U.S. Army is scouting for a new helo. NextGen brings safer skies to western Colorado, and Star Trek helps to sell our Star Treks.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, December the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Army's long-serving OH-58 Kiowa Warrior Scout helicopter may be on its way out. According to Reuters, Army officials are backing a plan to replace the aging Hilo, which first flew in Vietnam, rather than extend its service life. The major players are already lining up with proposals for the replacement aircraft. Boeing says it will offer an armed version of the AH-6 Little Bird. Interest has also been expressed by Eurocopter, Bell Helicopter, Augusta Westland, MD Helicopters, and AVX Aircraft. There is also the federal budget and sequestration to consider, though Army officials say that the program could well proceed even if the automatic spending cuts amounting to $500 billion over 10 years are triggered in January. If a new procurement program does go forward, it would be the third such effort in a series dating back to 2004. The FAA and the Colorado Department of Transportation announced the activation of new next-gen technology Monday that will help pilots address inclement weather around Montrose Regional Airport in western Colorado. The technology, known as Wide Area Multilateration, or WAM, improves safety and efficiency by allowing air traffic controllers to track aircraft in mountainous areas that are outside radar coverage. The WAM deployment around Montrose is part of the Colorado Surveillance Project, which is a partnership between the FAA and CDOT, which began providing radar-like service to the mountain communities of Craig, Hayden, Steamboat Springs, and Rifle in 2009. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta says of WAM, quote, "This system will allow pilots to fly search and rescue missions in weather conditions that would have previously kept them grounded. It will also support Colorado's tourism by enabling pilots to land in conditions that previously caused diversions or flight delays," end quote. The FAA and State of Colorado expect to complete the project by deploying WAM around Durango, Gunnison, and Telluride in September 2013. June Lockhart, William Shatner, and Will Wheaton are the latest entertainment icons featured in new public service announcements that highlight how some of NASA's outstanding accomplishments in space are used to improve our life here on Earth. Spanning generations of silver screen and television portrayals of humanity's exploration of space, the accomplished actors talk about how science fiction has become science fact, resulting in new commercial products and services that are tangible returns on investments in space technology. Much of the technology we rely on daily was developed by NASA for space exploration and then adapted or enhanced for use here on Earth. This includes many technologies used in schools, homes, our cars, computers, and American industry. The new videos are the latest in a series of celebrity educational videos aimed at increasing public awareness of the return on investment in space technology, while encouraging the next generation of explorers to pursue careers in science, technology, education, and mathematics. As a certified space geek myself, nothing aggravated me more back in the day than to listen to people question why we spent so much money going to the moon and why we shouldn't be spending that money here at home instead. So if you ask me, NASA should have begun these public service announcements decades ago. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for bearing with me. You're now cleared for departure.